Forever.
When your town has made you frown, when your square has made you swear, when life gives you one more punch, you need a donut soaked in Captain Crunch. You need a place to stroll with alcohol, a place that features part of the Berlin Wall, where steampunk robots sell chocolate snacks, a place where you can tattoo your lower back. So let's go take a walk. Let's all go to City Walk, Orlando, tonight, tonight.
Podcast The Ride presents The City Walk Orlando Saga,
Multiverse of Madness,
a daily, extremely necessary series exploring the shops, restaurants,
and cosmic wonder
that make up Universal City Walk Orlando.
Welcome to Podcast The Ride, The City Walk Orlando Saga. I'm Jason Sheridan, joined by Mike Carlson.
I'm here. It is the Multiverse of Madness.
The Multiverse of Madness.
Yes.
Scott Carradine.
Yo. Hey. We're getting through it. And we're deep up. We're still up in the weird up the stairs and ramps zone. Lest you thought we were moving back down the weird stairs and ramps. Maybe the most weirdness is up at the top.
Yeah, I think that's right. And you know, Joker comes up a lot on this podcast, but maybe I feel like we'll be all dancing up and down the ramps like Joker by the end of this episode, perhaps.
Yes, the events of this got me Joker-fied.
That's what I'm saying.
For sure. Let's do the full roundup of who's around today.
Well, our guest today, my love.
That's how you introduce.
That's my iconic line.
We say all the time around the house in acknowledgement to Mike's my love.
That's how
years
I do
ago.
It.
It's a stylist, Jane Clare.
Oh, hey, what's up? Okay, hey. Just some housekeeping first, really quick.
Okay.
So, number one, I just want to address, I have seen some comments online about my previous episodes, and I just want to say, I know you guys think that I talk too much and cut the boys off, but yes, of course, that is exactly right. Men should be speaking the least amount possible all the time, so I do stand by that. And second, we need to address Little, because I want the trademark, I want the residuals. Little is just how I say that word my whole life. I say mittens, and I say Little. And all of a sudden, it's this thing, and I need that to be like known and incorporated.
You need some closure.
No, I just need attention.
Credit.
Okay.
Credit.
Fair enough.
But all right, attention.
I wasn't that mad. And then I was like, okay, I just said it once and now it's a whole thing. And I feel like it's associated with Jason. And I'm like, no, my whole life. So
right.
Anyway, just getting that like out of the way at the top.
There's the phrase, get that bag. There is the bag, that awaits at the end of Little.
The Little
so
bag.
Full. It's a little bag, but it's so full. And you got to get that bag. There's so many residuals. There's so much weight. You know, people are saying this is nationwide.
You know?
This is international now.
Especially when Jason says it, should he credit you after every Little?
I want you guys to say Little and then say Jane.
Jane Clare.
You have to
really quick, like you signed it. You're instituting like Matt Groening Simpsons art
exactly
in the future.
Right.
If we say it, we got to give you a quick.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
Is the speed okay, or do I need to slow that down?
Oh, speed is whatever.
Okay. Okay. Just as long as it's
dealer's
there.
Choice.
Okay. Okay. Great.
Nice.
Well, now, we can do that.
Now let's summon our dear friend.
Oh yes, yeah,
please,
yeah.
Yeah.
We got multiple beings here.
Our little, say hello to
our little friend. Jane Clare. Clare, is he here?
Boys, hey. Jane. So good to see you. How are you?
What's up, man?
Welcome
good to
back.
See you all.
Oh, yeah. Y'all know each other because you've been staying with the two.
I've
of them.
Been staying with Jason and Clare. Yeah, thanks for letting me shack up. Garfield rules.
Thanks for taking him out so much. It helps a lot when you take him out.
It's the least I could do. Like, you know, I made a chore wheel.
Yeah.
He's very responsible house guest.
Yeah, so we all spin the wheel every Sunday after mass.
Okay,
Yep.
Is that how a chore wheel works? You spin it like it's a Wheel of Fortune? Isn't it usually just...
Yeah, no, this one you spin like Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's so, a lot more Jason slices on that than Sector Keeper slices, though.
Okay, well, you live there.
I mean, I guess that's true.
Now, I'm really confused by this wheel. This wheel is a Wheel of Fortune wheel with your names on
it. It's our names on it.
Wait, are chores and names, or is it just names and then you call out a chore before you spin it?
You call out a chore, then you spin it, and whoever, it can land on Jason, Claire, or I'm Jane, sorry, Claire. Jason...
It's okay. People do it all the time. You can call me Claire. It's okay. No. Like, literally, everyone calls me Claire, and I'm like, it's fine.
Jason, Jane, or Claire.
Yep.
Okay.
So she's got a little bit of a disadvantage. Garfield, Sector Keeper.
Okay.
Bankrupt.
Oh, you can get bankrupt from this chore wheel?
Lose a turn.
Oh, wow.
And then... like every other week, we put a little trip to Aruba on.
No one ever gets that one.
We've never landed on it, though. No. We've never landed on it.
Fun to dream.
It's like, it's like a pie cut into 32 pieces.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the day when when Garfield has to make the bed, that's a tough day for everyone.
Yes, that's a long day. Or if Garfield has to take Garfield out, good luck.
but we have to obey the wheel. It's the only way.
He gets out the front door and then just lies on the mat and just goes to sleep for like 4 hours.
Okay, well.
Next to Jason.
Yeah, that's my mat. And then if I try to take up more, he growls at me.
I mean, that is actually really accurate.
Yeah.
He's been very... we call him Gronkle because isn't that
Mr. Gronkle
from
Busy World of Richard Scarry.
There's
the irritable warthog who lives in the big house down the street.
Sometimes Garfield, like if you get too close to him, he just goes like these little like annoyed growls. So we go, you go in Gronkle mode? Are you Gronkle?
So Mr. Gronkle is the animals talking that they're all animals, right?
Yeah.
I forget. I've never seen the show. Yeah. Okay.
You never seen that show?
I don't think so.
I've seen the book, but I didn't see the show.
Yeah, I've seen I know what they look like.
Well, they had that Kings Island, Cedar Fair crossover.
I thought there was a Richard Scarry.
When I was younger. In Kings Island, yeah, there was a slight Richard Scarry presence.
Because we lived in Ohio when I was younger, and so I was like really into that. Yeah, it's a cute show.
I'm happy to watch it.
What was the presence in the parks?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was mostly a restaurant where you could get personal pan pizzas.
But that's where Richard Scarry is like everybody's got their little jobs, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So Jason's in their dreams. He's like, ooh, maybe my job could be a pizza eater.
Yeah.
Is Richard Scarry like a thing where they try to like put like capitalism in your head? Like you need a job or is there some sort of propaganda there?
Probably a bit. Yeah.
I think it's more about community and trying to go like, this person needs this job and they will help you.
Yeah.
Like this is how this is a crossing guard. And we are learning that he helps us do this. It's actually really cute.
Okay.
Get your daughter on it.
I think
she'd love it.
I'm open to all the shows. All the shows I hear I need to show her. Yeah.
Real and one cute. Day she's like, Daddy, why isn't Podcaster in this show? Is it a kind of job people are ashamed of?
And I'll like excuse myself and I'll cry in the bathroom.
Why isn't there a podcaster that's a rabbit, Daddy?
Well, I'll be
his
like,
ears wouldn't fit under the headphones.
Yeah,
that's
I'll be
why.
Like,
that's the only reason why. Otherwise, I'm sure they'd love to put it.
Close that book.
Kick it out of her hand. But the book was old. The job didn't exist yet.
It's dated.
The cartoon square. It's 4x3. It's old.
It's irrelevant. Not like podcasts.
I go in the office and I'm like animating by hand a Richard Scarry short with a rabbit that podcasts. Here it is. It's a flip book.
Here it is. Look, he's got a dirty microphone. He's got
he's the happiest animal in Busy Town.
There's his MacBook
Very
Pro.
Satisfied.
This rabbit is uploading it to his podcast. A megaphone right now. See?
Loving it. As for this podcast, as for the happy rabbits that all of us are today, why don't we get the official assignment of today's sector?
Yes, boys, Jane. Today's sector is Phase 3, Sector 2, BK Whopper Bar, Panda Express, Moe's Southwest Grill, and Heart and Huntington Tattoos. Ooh, getting inked up. boy.
Yeah, yeah.
This is, and I bet people, if you know what's at City Walk Orlando, you're probably like, one of the weird things is that there is a tattoo place. I wonder how that will be handled in the series. And I think we'll close out with that, but just let that tantalize.
I know it ends. You guys getting some fresh ink?
Well, there'll be a big reveal later of maybe of some ink. We'll see
what happens.
Three good boy tramp stamps,
Jason has a Wimpy Burger tramp stamp.
He actually does. How did you know that?
He had it before this,
that was
though.
Before
this. Yeah.
That wasn't from there.
They had to work around that. But we got another big thing up here. The food courts. I don't know if this is, they officially use this term anymore, if it's on a sign or anything, but at least when it opened, they called this the Top of the Walk Food Court. Opened in 2009, kind of a later addition. I think there were not a bunch of quick service options. And, this was a fun thing to hit, and I it seems like, Jane, some genuine enthusiasm from you about some of the establishments in the Top of the Walk food court.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I see. Okay.
Sure. If you want, don't have to.
So I love Moe's Southwest Grill because that's a chain, and they had it in the Midwest when I lived there a little bit growing up, and then of course they have them in Florida, and they have like amazing tofu that you can get. And, you know, when I was in like high school and stuff, I've been a vegetarian for a very long time. So when I was younger, I was like, oh, cool, tofu. This was still kind of a new thing back then. So it just became a place that me and my mom would go a lot. And so whenever I see one, I get really excited because they don't have any here.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, not in California, really. I know them primarily from airports in other cities.
The Orlando International Airport specifically. There,
which we were talking about.
We were just talking about that.
We had pretty good experience with that one a few years ago.
I was so stoked. I was like, Jason! Oh my God, there's a Moe's. I have to go. And I was like bolted off, and he was like, okay, goodbye.
I'll see you in a few minutes.
You ran away from him to get to Moe's?
I mean,
for queso.
All right. Well, for queso then.
For queso.
That's a good choice to make.
Yeah.
So I was so jazzed, and then, extremely disappointed.
You don't say a food establishment at City Walk Orlando? Are you crazy? This can't be true.
No way. The City Walk saga and food disappointed someone?
The running of the theme for this food court and sector in general, it's complications.
Sure. Well, so basically, we ended up, I think the goal here was to end up with doing a little a potluck, let's all grab little things from all of the great food court establishments and have a nice little picnic. So Moe's was your clear call. Which I was glad about. I'm like, I don't know who's going to be passionate about Moe's of the group.
Wait, are you talking about this one? That's where we went to BK though.
Right.
I didn't do Moe's.
Oh,
then.
You're right. Separately, you
separately
did Moe's.
I did it twice.
Right.
There were two visits. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know why. I had such faith.
The first one bad, and then you went back.
The first one was fine, and the second one was a train wreck.
Gives me strength whenever you all return to a shitty food place.
I was really just thinking of you.
Thank you. Yes, you seemingly do it constantly.
Gonna say you take after your boyfriend in this way. Episodes worth of complaints. So, but we're going back on Tuesday.
Look. Okay, you only get 1 million chances, chain restaurant.
Million strikes and you're out. I have to shout out the fact that unlike the bar in The Simpsons, Moe's is not named after a man named Moe. Mm. Did you know this as a Moe's fan? Do you know why Moe's is Moe's?
Is it something about rock and roll? It used to be a more rock and roll based place. When you walked in, they used to all go, "Welcome to Moe's." It was a whole thing. And they really, really stopped doing that pretty quick. No, I'm not kidding. And it was fun. It was they said it.
It's like a party.
Moe's is an acronym. Moe's, you're right. It is rock and roll oriented. Mm-hmm. It is musicians, outlaws, and entertainers. Is this Southwest?
The sector keeper flew out of his chair when he heard this.
I didn't just know. Call it Mo. It's got to mean something.
Jeez. Oh, I didn't know I could die twice.
Well, yeah, because they used
I would have never guessed in 1 million of my eternal years. That's what it stands for. Sorry, musicians, outlaws, and entertainers.
Musicians, outlaws, same thing.
Well, because they don't do it anymore, they totally like changed everything, but they used to have big posters of like famous, like they would have land, like I remember the big Bob Marley one for some reason. They had a big Bob Marley, probably like Madonna, like it was a whole
musician,
thing which made more
musician.
Sense.
And then yeah.
Outlaw.
Well, Madonna also an entertainer, I would say.
And a style outlaw. So you would have to break the rules.
Oh, you have to be all three things to be on the wall?
Like Billy the Kid.
Jesse James?
I don't remember.
Robert Blake. Yeah. He was up there.
An outlaw, yeah.
There's a poster of Jason that says, Wanted Dead or Alive at Moses.
I answered too many chip refills.
Oh, free chip refills.
Okay, that's
constant
good.
Constant free. And that was so exciting to me when I was younger.
Bottomless
anything
chips.
Free when you're in high school or whatever. I will tell you why those stopped existing, Jane, why there aren't rock and rollers represented. It was due to a lawsuit from the estate of Jerry Garcia. Ultimately, Moe's were the outlaws themselves.
Using
for not
unlicensed.
Asking for image likeness clearance. So, yeah, no rocksters represented at the city. There's not a lot of walls to work with anywhere. Anyway.
May I speak about the second time we went back when Scott
yes,
wasn't
please.
There?
Yes, yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to give it one more try because, like, I love this and, you know, I don't get a lot of chances to go here.
What was wrong the first time? Just, like, just find not the most you...
It was just, like, not it.
Yeah.
Like, it just was, like, not it, but you were like, oh, okay, it's a theme park. But, like, second time I go back, it's later at night, so there are a bunch of, like, new hire teen 20-somethings that clearly do not give a fuck about literally anything. And there's one like older guy who's clearly the manager who's like trying to keep things afloat but knows he's got a bunch of fuck offs just like there. And so stuff is like kind of getting low for the end of the night, and I was like, I would love a tofu burrito. And this one kid was like, yeah, we don't have any more of that. And I was like, okay, can I get this? And like, yeah, we don't have that either. And the guy's like, hey, go make some tofu. And the kid's like, and the guy's like, just go fucking make some tofu. Okay, so then he starts making my burrito, but it takes so long for the tofu to cook that by the time it comes out, he had to make a new burrito because it was like all like soggy and fucking gross. And then like the people are just like, you know, fucking around and stuff, and the guy's like kind of trying to save it, and there were some substances involved. How much am I allowed to say about that?
Say all of it.
Yeah, I
100%
guess.
100% all.
Okay. I was high, and I don't know if we had drinks, but I was definitely high. And I was like, you guys suck. I was like talking to the manager. I was like, this fucking sucks. This is the worst Moe's I've ever experienced right now. And I'm like, this really fucking sucks right now. And he was just like, okay, I'm sorry. And I was like, I texted the group, but I said... Because I was kind of on one and also like on one. And I said, more mess at Moe's. And Scott said, what? Why? And I said, new hires making burritos wrong and manager taking over. No tofu left. And the employee was like, sorry, all gone. And manager was like, no, do it. And they had to restart making mine. I'm done, y'all, with an upside down smiley face. And they were so mad they had to open a new thing of rice. And Scott. Jason's like, Jane, fucking stop texting this. But I was so like enraged.
This is the best part of the story.
Well, she had sent me too this image of like just the end of the night, like fucked up.
Looks
toppings.
Like you'll get food poisoning. Wait, I wasn't done yet.
Okay.
And it's almost over. And then Scott said, everything broke today, game over. And I said, my spirit included.
Yeah, for
there,
sure.
There was also some point, and I forget whether they said this to you or me. But we asked about, like, salsa verde.
Oh, yes.
And they were like, oh, we don't make that anymore. It goes bad too quick. Like, not enough people order it.
I was like, That was one of my favorite things at Moe's, too. So I was quickly like, are you fucking kidding me? And then I was like, do you have this other sauce? And they're like, no.
Hmm. Do you,
what is this?
So do you think they did that, like other Moe's, would they carry salsa verde? Or you think they were lying?
Yeah, it's like a standard thing.
So you think maybe this location is just like the teens were lying because they were lazy. It's like a ice cream machine McDonald's situation where sometimes they go, oh, we don't have like 11 p.m. You want an ice cream cone. They go, that's not on. And this is a common thing.
Well,
that
no, because it was the first time I found that out.
Yeah.
When things weren't as crazy.
Interesting.
But how common is that for you, Michael?
Certainly happened a few times.
Yeah, that's happened to me a lot. Yeah. That ice cream machine being broken. Because they use like a proprietary ice cream machine, and it's very difficult to repair.
But you're believing them with the broken? That's a lie.
Well, it's a lie, but then sometimes it is also true.
How do you know? Do you go back and check it?
Yes. I've done some research.
Yes, he does.
This is a thing in the... I have read about the perpetually broken...
Yeah.
But you think all of it? You think systemically
I think a
lie?
Lot of the time they're saying, it just doesn't work.
It's hard to clean, right?
Yeah, and it's just like... It's very like difficult the, especially because by the end of the night, you're not getting so many orders necessarily unless it's probably like near a venue where you get a bunch of drunk people. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's... just that's easier
or just things. A sober Mike who wants some ice cream.
A little treat. Of course,
a single or some vanilla sober treat boys.
Jason walks in 11 p.m. to a McDonald's in like overalls and a hard hat with a little like a little tool belt and a tackle box of tools, whatever you
I'll
call that.
I'll fix this bad boy.
They say, oh, sorry, it's not working, and they go, not yet.
Not
and then
yet.
You go and you just move that thing up on the counter and you walk by.
Anytime I see one of those counter hinges, I'm like, let me in there. Let me in there, my man.
What do you call the thing under the car when you go under it? Like you're on like the little dolly thing.
Slides.
Yeah,
you get under the machine like with the wrench.
And it sounds like he's chasing tires at the Indy 500.
Grease all over your face.
Yeah, he's
doing it with that speed. Yeah. All right, 26 seconds. I'll get a shirt next time. Let's go.
And then the employee next day is like, oh yeah, so the ice cream repairman came in and the manager goes, what?
The ice cream what?
What are you talking about?
The guy with the overalls.
Ice cream enthusiast.
And we tried to pay him, but he said, no. The joy is all mine.
Love of the game.
Because you already paid me, and he licked his cone.
He filled up his toolbox with ice cream and left.
He had a toolbox of ice cream.
He licks the wrench, licks the screwdriver.
Here's the results of my photo search. One is Jane making like the in an Iron Maiden shirt, making like the rock and roll.
Oh yeah, fingers.
This is where I am definitely. Having a good time.
This is like, but I think this is before any of this has happened because you have not been taught to be soured on this particular
right,
Moe's
okay,
yet.
Yeah.
This is right after they said, welcome to Moe's.
Welcome to Moe's. We don't make the kind of salsa you like anymore.
No, they didn't say it. Fuck this place.
They didn't even do, yeah.
They didn't even acknowledge me. They were talking to each other. And then I walked up and they're almost like, what?
Do you think they were, did you say 20s? Like how old you thought they were, teens or 20s? Something like that?
I have no reference of age anymore because everyone looks, kids look old, adults look young. I fucking have no idea.
Some podcasters look young too.
Some podcasters look half their age or lower. Yeah.
If you're tall, you're old.
Thank you. That is how I feel.
Hey, wait.
Oh, hey, that's a biggest slam on Mike.
Hey, wait.
those are my rules.
What part of listen to all of Olivia Rodrigo's guts do you not understand?
Yeah.
Jane, you have the rock and roll spirit, but okay. I immediately am grimacing at the sign that says, we built this city on guac and roll.
I like that
I'm
sign.
Also not super fond of while my cheese gently weeps. It doesn't rhyme.
It's that one I don't like, but the first one I like.
Clever,
yeah, that one's good.
I don't get that one.
No, it's while my guitar gently weeps, but then it doesn't. Cheese doesn't rhyme, and I don't want my cheese weeping.
Yeah,
but wait, what is
it? It's a Beatles song.
I'm not a Beatles kid.
Sure.
Now the Beatles are old. That one, that we know for sure.
Some are dead.
And some, and I know others, that. The ones dead. That aren't old are
at least two of them are dead.
And
oh no! By the time this comes out, ah, crap.
Oh no!
Do we just kill a beetle?
Take it out.
I feel like that maybe covers Moe's. Unless you have more Moe's thoughts.
No, I went back to last night. We're there.
You went back again, Jason.
I know. I hadn't eaten there. I just tried to get. I just got like a bean burrito with like steak. I just needed some protein.
But you heard what happened to your girlfriend.
I know, but there was nothing else. Like everywhere else was crowded.
Well, he was also trying to be like, well, she loves this, so.
I was trying to have
shared interests.
Which she, I'm trying to eat healthier.
So you went to the place that made your girlfriend.
She was fine. I don't think it made her
Look,
sick.
Look, I eat crap and shit all the time. Yeah, I got to tell you.
Were you saying I eat crap and shit? That's what you eat? Or was one of those that you shit after eating the crap?
Six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
Okay.
Depends.
Great clarification.
So Jason went anyway.
And you liked your meal?
No. It was not amazing.
Not amazing. It was just, again, I just needed some...
What did you get?
I just got like bean rice... and cheese and steak or something simple and like whatever salsa they had left.
And this was
again,
this
was
late.
The end of the night. Yeah,
you just got end of the night salsa, which 5 minutes ago you showed us a photo of and said how gross it looked.
Well, I think part of that was that it's like, you know, they could have used a wipe down on
it's
that
picked
counter.
Over. Yeah,
sure. Yeah, it was picked over.
Yeah, so. We know the emptiness of the empty Chipotle or whatever.
Yeah, it's a breeding ground.
All right, so your household kept going back, even though it was bad the first time. That's
the magic of these places, though, isn't it? The draw. You want to try it again?
Spirit.
Roll the dice, Lady Luck. Is she on your side tonight? That's what the whole. That's what all of it's about.
It's no fun to go to a place that you know is always good and
right.
quality. Where's the game in that?
Sorry.
Okay.
That's nothing an outlaw would do.
Folks, Michael here. Eating well is hard sometimes, but that's where Factor Meals comes in. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. They've got 35 different options to choose from each week. So what are you waiting for? Get started today. Get after your goals. I've been getting after my goals. I had some creamy Parmesan chicken. It was delicious. I made it and I felt smart for doing it. A great thing about Factor is that it's flexible for your schedule. You get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Head to factormeals.com/podcastride50 and use code podcastride50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code podcastride50 at factormeals.com/podcastride50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Do it.
Lady Luck, a place I only went to once, the BK Whopper Bar.
Let's talk BK Whopper.
Let's talk Whopper
now,
Bar.
Now, I'd been looking forward to this as an aspect of this. I feel like I clocked the opening of the BK Whopper Bar as kind of a... We've come across it here and there. We've talked about things that were there at the opening of City Walk. Yeah. But then they kind of got like a refresh of a lot of stuff in the late 2000s. And one of them being this. And I remember hearing about that and going, that's such a cool idea.
Like yes.
Not just a Burger King, but a totally customizable, you can make an insane Frankenstein Whopper creation. That sounds nuts.
Yes.
That doesn't sound like you look at it and it seems like any Burger King on earth. It's indistinguishable from a regular Burger King.
It just has like windows so you can see the lettuce before it gets on the burger. That's basically the difference.
Wow.
Right? I mean, right?
Whoa,
I mean,
they say you want a revolution.
It's like a Baskin-Robbins. It's like a Baskin-Robbins, but Burger King.
We were just at Baskin-Robbins 2 days ago.
The one over here where they train people?
Yeah.
Okay.
The drive-thru. Yes.
There's a big sign, like, poster that's, what did it say? Milkshakes. And we pulled up, and we're like, hi, could we have that when you're done?
Yeah,
with
what
it?
Do you guys do with
like,
those?
I kind of love that.
And was that
like,
an impression of yourself or Jason?
Both. It's us being a little grimy. We would like that. Yes, both of us. And they were like, corporate. They don't think corporate would like that very much.
Oh,
and we were
okay.
Like, oh, okay. But we were like, I was like, do you want me to ask? He's like, no. And then I was like, I'll see what the vibe is when I walk like get up there. And it was this cool girl who like complimented my sunglasses, and I was like, okay, she's like a cool bathroom girly, is like what I say. And like, so I was like, okay, I'll ask her. She's my girl. And then she was like, I don't think corporate will be cool with that. And we're like, okay. And then we're like, give us our milkshakes.
She was your cool bathroom girlie?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Can I talk about, is this for a different episode?
I think it's for this. As long as you can talk about it, it's for this episode.
Bathroom girlies with Jane Claire.
So we were at,
bathroom girlies are in this sector. Yeah.
Oh, good. He checked his notes. Bathroom girlies.
So this is at a different restaurant at Out Here City Walk. That's why I'm like, should I not
say? Oh, yeah. No, you keep it broad strokes.
Okay, broad strokes. So I had an experience recently.
Jason's been on his sector keeper hat. No, let's keep that out of the...
I was at a restaurant recently, and the bathroom was like such a disaster. Not like it was gross, but like none of the soap was working. So they had a bottle of soap, but that was empty and the top was off and it was on the counter. And me and a bunch of girls, various ages, I say girls, but like women, and we're all like, yo, there's like no soap. And one of these like, yeah, and there's no toilet paper in this one. I went, ladies, hold on. I went to find this manager. She fucking sucked. I had a whole thing and Jason was like, please stop talking about this. I was like, no, she was so, I fucking hate her. And so I was like, hey man, like this is going on. She argued with me about it for a minute. She's like, there's soap on the counter. I was like, bitch, go fucking look. And so we go in there and she fixes it. And all the girls and I were like, I was like the leader. I love being the bathroom girly leader. And so I was like, guys, I got it. And everyone was like, oh yay, great. Thank you. Like, this lady fucking sucks. And then later we're walking around and this woman comes over. She's like, by the way, they finally put toilet paper in that bathroom. I was like, girl, that's crazy. And she's like, I know, for the price. So bathroom girlies, love bathroom girlies.
So this is just, this is a general term now that's extended out into just in like, what you use it as any ally basically, or this is a specific group of girls?
Just like the vibe of bathroom girlies, like who are really cool and like supportive and like all of a sudden, like here's the thing, when you go into like the bathroom and there's a vibe, someone has to be the one to like break the silence so everyone doesn't think they like hate each other, because I don't know if that makes
In
sense.
The way that men do not make eye contact and maintain like total that, silence, but there was
this whole community, this whole Richard Scarry busy town happening in the women's restrooms,
girls in restrooms, like that's where like womanhood really like
that was where it lived. So yeah, so that is a term.
So I like
general,
to be the leader of the girly group.
You assert
because
dominance.
Because I also always want to be the leader because I'm a fucking Leo and I don't want anyone telling me what the fuck to do. So I was like, fuck this. I'm going to get it figured out. So got it figured out. And then it was kind of like, yay, you did it. Fuck this lady. Like we were all on like one team. But it was so funny because this lady like stopped me and I was like, oh shit. Like what the? And she was like, they finally put like toilet paper in there and it's so expensive. Can you believe? I was like, girl, that's fucking crazy. Okay, bye. Like, bathroom girlies, love them.
Gotcha. So that's you could be deemed, if you find an ally anywhere, they're deemed bathroom girlies.
It's an energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not specific to a bathroom.
Usually. Bathroom. But like, you know, like I don't go clubbing, but like once I went and it's like you're fucked up in there and girls are just like, girl, do you need something? Are you good? Don't text him. Don't text. Oh my God, girl, you're so right. Like,
wow. Have you facilitated a breakup in a bathroom?
No, not personally. At a concert, someone was like, don't answer your phone.
Oh, wow. Oh, you like piled on to like, oh, there's a movement happening here. Mm-hmm. I'll help with that.
I've noticed, because Jason, when you're talking about your trips that you take, you are gaining allies as you go, I feel.
People like us. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not saying that's not true. I'm saying, but like sometimes there'll be people who work at a specific part of the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Like there'll be, we talked a little bit about this, but I'm always impressed that you say, oh, well, there was, of course, Susan we met. And then like, she was our go-to girl while we were staying at whatever hotel.
Uh-huh.
So it feels like, would you consider the, whoever that, the woman you met at the hotel in Orlando, is she a bathroom girly? Or is that not the same energy?
No, she's like an awesome mom who really cares about you.
Okay, but she wouldn't be hanging out in the same space. It's just like a different vibe.
Different vibe.
Saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Different. That was a completely different vibe. She fucking rocked. She gave us free sodas and would tell us what's going on for the day and would always like give us, oh my God.
Shortcut advice.
Love her. Yeah. Oh my God, I could cry. She's so sweet.
Do you remember her name?
I
this isn't a gotcha. I'm just wondering if
name.
You did.
You knew it then.
You did know it. Yeah, then. You did know it a few weeks ago. That's. I just wanted to know.
She's cool.
What was the restaurant?
It was the Chocolate Emporium.
This is our first hint that maybe the Chocolate Emporium could
Toothsome's
have some...
doesn't have toilet paper.
It doesn't have good food either.
No, we'll talk about that later. I bet we can disprove that.
I couldn't even swallow it. I went like, get this the fuck away from me, and they had to take it back. Like, it was,
pretty rough.
It came a half hour after his did. And then I get it, and I'm like,
everything I thought I knew about Toothsome Chocolate.
Yeah, my world has been turned upside down here.
Don't fucking go. Except for a friend of mine is, well, for her sake, I will say a friend of, because she works there. The Penelope lady.
Oh, okay.
Of course,
not
yeah.
outing her.
We're visiting her. Professor Dr. Tooth.
Oh, your Professor Dr. Professor Dr. Tooth.
Professor Dr. And Jock.
That was like so fun. It was
that
so
part
cute.
Was fun.
She's like so cute.
But back to the sector.
Sorry, yeah. sorry.
Back to know, the Whopper fine. Bar.
Yes, I said I thought this was going to explode my idea of what a Burger King could be.
I agree.
What did you encounter? What's the reality of the situation?
Well, the reality of the situation was just pick a Whopper, and then there's like a handful of toppings you can add to it.
So the idea, the revolutionary idea of choosing toppings at a counter restaurant.
Which are mostly, a good amount of them are cheese. American cheese, Swiss cheese, pepper jack, bacon, pepper bacon, guacamole, jalapenos, crispy onions, onion rings.
And was the cheese gently weeping?
It actually kind of was.
Oh no! It was not what you want to hear.
It was a little. You can kind of see in one of these pictures. There is a little bit of moist
sweaty
on this.
Ooh, this is like Johnny Rockets from several sagas ago.
The
cheese's tears. The cheese's tears. Oh no!
Oh no!
City Walk, the magical land where burgers cry.
Burgers cry.
So
most of those ingredients are in a regular any Burger King.
Yes, exactly.
By and large.
What a letdown!
Now I'm going into this. I have to say I love a Whopper Jr. Mm. I don't love a Whopper. Like, Whopper's too big.
Really?
Quarter Pounder's too big. Like, I like
this. This is a thing where I never get mad at you, but this is, I get mad when you say Quarter Pounder's too big.
Quarter Pounder's too big.
He has little hands, Jim
I have little hands.
Jingler.
So I like the standard McDonald's cheeseburger. I like the Big Mac because that uses smaller patties. I like Junior Bacon.
But Big Mac is tall.
It's tall, but it's mostly bread.
You got big mouth, small hands.
Yeah. So exactly.
It's more of the diameter of the burger.
I don't like a super thick,
oh, a thick
patty
burger.
Or a super big
Whopper.
You don't have to finish it. But I guess if you only want the small.
I don't want that much, you know? And I don't like to be wasteful.
Quarter Pounder, though, tastes better than a regular McDonald's cheeseburger. The quality of the taste.
I don't know if I agree with that.
That is, I think that
I
could prove.
That
I could prove
that
with science. I think
my order my whole life has been just to plain hamburgers and not Quarter Pounders.
Well, that's I can't.
That's
kind of
my go-to.
That's
done,
wild
it's
to
done
me.
Done me well since I was a 5-year-old boy. Don't you take
that
away
is
my two hamburgers from me?
Plain? Did you say?
Just as they come. I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't say no toppings.
Okay, so you get a little.
I know another. I believe a friend of the show, Danny Jelinek. That's his order as well. This precedent, and I was like, "You too, really?
Too
surely, no one will discredit this opinion on a podcast."
I can prove all of you wrong with science, and I don't know how I'm going to do it yet, but I will. I just wanted to clear it here. Sector Cooper, when you don't probably eat a lot of McDonald's.
No.
But when was the last time you had it?
20 years ago.
Okay. Well, what would you get then?
Big Mac. I did like a Big Mac.
Okay.
Yeah. Or more over 20 years.
Yeah, I also, see, I don't go terribly often anymore because when a place makes me feel not good, I stop going there.
Well, if it ever happened to McDonald's,
that makes me a real
outlaw. If it ever happened at McDonald's, it's never happened at McDonald's for me.
Actually, yeah, I don't think it's ever happened with me either.
Because the food is hydrolyzed.
That's fucking nuts.
Hydrolyzed?
Really? Hydrolyzed. We got water in our burgers
here is,
again.
Well, what it means is, because I know this because having a dog with a sensitive stomach, hydrolyzed means that they break down what is the actual like atoms of the food so much so that there's no way your system can recognize it as bad. That's so disgusting.
It makes me sick. Fuck? Mike, fuck off. It made me sick. That's true.
Well,
that is
perhaps
false.
The lettuce.
Don't tell me there's no way.
Perhaps.
Are you saying it didn't happen to me? Are you saying I'm a liar?
You know what? Probably it is. They can't make like lettuce hydrolyzed.
That doesn't come on a regular burger.
True.
Or onions.
So fuck
there's
you.
A little onions. Hold on. Fuck yous can wait a second. The onions could be cooked, and then I guess that
they're
maybe
chopped.
Could get you sick.
Are you saying that no, it's impossible for a McDonald's?
Well, it's probably
burger.
Not impossible, but.
No one, not only Scott. Scott might be the only crazy man who's ever felt sick due to
they make.
Why'd you stop going, Sector Keeper?
They make the food so they make the food so it stays good for like 40 years.
I know for a fact my mom got sick, but I think she was eating one of those like chicken burritos they used to
sell. Well, that's an experimental item. That's an experimental item.
Yes, of course. They haven't put that
or sausage burrito, breakfast burrito.
They haven't put that through CRISPR and re-engineered it.
Yeah, they haven't re-engineered the burrito yet because it's not a normal menu item.
De-atomized it and put it back together.
Jane, what's
like
your
Willy
McDonald's?
Wonka candy.
Exactly. What's
I
your
can
McDonald's?
Only eat there. The McFlurries, because I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, right.
Their
of course.
Fries have like a meat.
Yes, they're like beef. Yeah.
So I literally can't eat anything there at the moment except for McFlurries.
So what did you all get at the Whopper Bar?
Okay.
It was us.
Well, so what I should have done was I should have asked for every topping, but I tried to construct, I made the mistake trying to construct something I would enjoy. So I think I got the standard, like what I like on a Whopper. I do like their lettuce, ketchup, mayo, pickles, onions. And then I added onion rings, pepper jack cheese. I asked for pepper bacon. You reminded me that very quickly said, we don't have that. So I just got regular bacon. Mm. And it looks sad. Like, it really didn't have a lot of flavor.
It's terrible.
It looks like it's a bit of a bummer. Jane was able to get an Impossible Whopper.
Looks even worse.
Which looks even worse, but probably tasted
terrible.
Better.
Oh, my God.
I got very simple. I just did, like, what, lettuce, mustard, pickles. Just
something
very,
like
very
that.
Simple.
Yeah.
It was, like, fine.
Yeah.
I don't think I got sick, but it was like disappointing.
I just like they don't even have an egg. You like egg is such
weird.
An easy like oh like your dad's gonna get impressed with an egg. Like oh that's special.
Do you want to eat an egg from this place?
I didn't say I did. I'm just saying in my wildest dreams of my imagination.
Higher quality BK Whopper.
Yes,
bar.
At least I'm saying that at least makes sense. Obviously, I want some sort of real nonsense.
You know, I will say a few years ago. I was like early for work and I was like, oh, you know what I haven't had in a while? I was driving by a Burger King. I was like, oh, I should get Burger King breakfast. I should get a croissant witch.
Croissant witch, that word is not in the Bible.
No, it's not. Or the English language, honestly. And I got that and hash browns and like a cup of coffee. And I felt real bad for the rest of the day.
Well, I don't know. It's, so, it's dehydrogulated. It's,
well, that's
Burger
King. Burger King.
No, that's McDonald's.
That's McDonald's. I know that about.
I wish McDonald's. It was dehydrated.
Oh, another thing I did like, though, that isn't about the food. When you walked in, they had like a row of the Burger King crowns like all ready to go. So you know I picked that shit up right away and put that on.
Yes, we got crowns. We at least got crowns.
Yes, yeah, you the crowns. That's fun.
So
that's good.
Really fun.
Yes, we put them on. We ate with the
the crowns on.
We got them for you guys too.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
I was wearing I was wearing one.
Be careful though. Heavy is the paper crown.
It's a lot of responsibility. Now, Scott, you went over Jane reminded me, you went over to Pan Express.
Yeah,
I
did not make my main meal Panda Express in a place that has made me not feel so good, so I don't really go there
anymore.
Fucking loser. Fucking loser.
I know. Now the outlaw of the show. But I just contributed a little. I'm like, well, maybe if we do a little something there, a little like just to add to the potluck, I got a dessert.
Oh yeah.
It was like an apple pie but a spring roll, correct?
Mm-hmm.
There were generally positive reviews for that, correct?
We finished them.
We polished those apple pies.
We were like, y'all done with these little treats?
And I was.
Yes. And we were, and like, we were happy to get the Whopper bar taste out of our mouths.
But they were surprisingly good. I was like, these are going to taste like shit, and they're good.
I also, I remember I took a bite into the stalest fortune cookie I've ever.
Yeah.
That is a Panda Express.
Yeah, that's right.
That is what you get from Panda Express. I have never had a fresh fortune cookie from Panda Express.
What was your fortune?
You will find new ways to say thank you this week.
Like, thank you, God, I didn't get food poisoning.
thank you, Mike and Jason, for coming up with a structure for this series where we didn't all have to do everything. Some stomachs could be protected. Mm-hmm. Can I throw in a little, I found out a little bit of history to the BK Whopper Bar concept, and I am happy to say we have a guy. There is a guy. The newest guy's name is Russ Klein. Russ Klein was the Burger King's president of global marketing strategy and innovation, and he is credited with shepherding the premise of the BK Whopper Bar. The concept is like Pimp My Ride.
No! No! Not that! Not what
to take,
the
to take
fuck?
Up your Whopper,
Russ.
Make it your own, put you in charge. So much so that the company initially considered labeling the concept Pimp Your Whopper.
Oh, yo. My gosh.
And then he said, my guess is we're not going to use that language on our menu board.
Wow.
Also, because probably Whopper. Like Moe's, I think they would have had a lawsuit on
from the
customizing,
TV,
equaling pimping. But this guy's so proud of this crate that we're basically doing the Pimp My Ride of restaurants.
Uh-huh.
There is a big wall of text right as you walk up to order, too. Ooh. And this is, you know, it says Whopper Bar, World's First, Orlando, 2009.
Wow. Good day for Russ Klein.
And then a beautiful little poem, I guess. It started as a spark. It spread into an inferno. 100% flame broiled beef topped with unique ingredients. America's favorite burger with more than a million ways to have it your way.
That is an incorrect statement.
Right.
First of all.
You read the list. You'd have to get micro to get a million combos.
There's probably like
12 things.
16 combos
total. Yeah, and there's some like pre-made, there's like the Angry Whopper or the Bacon Whopper.
Sure.
And it's just usually whether there's bacon or jalapenos on it.
A million.
That's kind of it.
Do you want it with bacon? Do you want it with jalapenos? Do you want it wet and weeping?
Yeah.
All the above.
Million ways. Anyway, I think this guy was trying to be like, you know, the rock star of fast food. He even, in talking about why they called it that, he's really proud of himself. Even just the syntax, the idea of a concept called the Whopper Bar. It's very contemporary, like sushi bars, juice bars, oyster bars. You're right. That is, yes, contemporary 12 years before you said that.
Russ, breathe. Sit down. Was his name Russ Klein?
Russ Klein, yeah.
It's also more of like a curved counter, more than a bar.
It's not much of a bar. You're leaning up against. All
they
right.
didn't make any changes to that counter to make it seem more like a bar at all. Like, that just looks like what counter was there before.
And then on behind it, it says, like, by the menu board, your Whopper your way.
Right.
But that's a normal Burger King.
Have it your way, right?
Yeah, yes. And really, kind of, can't you at any restaurant basically?
Yes, you can customize. Yeah, you could just order it with whatever.
It's called ordering. Yeah.
So Russ Klein invented ordering.
Yeah,
I have one.
Ordering bar.
I have a question.
Yeah.
When did Pimp? This is after my time, so I may be wrong. When did Pimp My Ride go off the air?
Good question.
That bar opened in 2009.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like Pimp.
Can I guess?
On in 2000. Oh, I'll go for it. Yeah.
I want to guess it was off 2011.
That's a good guess. Apparently, new episodes only produced from 2004 to 2007.
Oh shit!
So this was past.
It's a little.
The
I'm
of
seeing
the initial.
Scott, I'm seeing 2009, 2004 to 2009.
Where are you seeing it?
Seeing it on IMDb.
So, I feel like there's been revivals.
Well, but either way,
the Christmas specials don't count.
I mean, we're close to the end.
We were
the
at
run,
the end, right? Okay, yeah, so yeah. Russ, that wasn't maybe the most.
He was 5 years late on that.
Yeah.
Well, that might have been, you know, that was one of the first things that didn't go right for Russ Klein. During his run, he's responsible for the, do you remember the campaign Burger King Virgins, where they would get somebody from, like, you know, some far off end of the earth and have them try a Whopper for the first time? This was criticized by a lot of groups who were like, there's like food shortages in places. What do you? And then other ads, I don't know what and why, but other ad campaigns were deemed racist.
Oh, Jesus. But
slowly, there was a franchisee rebellion, especially after a $1 menu that he instituted that the franchisees couldn't make money on. So they also accused him of moving $65 million from restaurant maintenance to ads. So eventually, the franchisees rebelled. They said, we want Russ Klein out. And then he's like, actually, no, I was going to go though. I was going to do it anyway. And but this guy had like a close relationship with like Ad Age. So he would just go talk to Ad Age and they'd print whatever crap. So he did like a I'm leaving statement, kind of reminiscent of, like, you know, when Charlie Sheen was like blowing up Two and a Half Men and all that Tiger Blood crap. That's kind of what, so he like, Russ Klein's leaving. Oh, what's up? We reached out to him for a statement. Here's what he said. Simply sharpening the sword. And the bigger the dragon waiting for me when I return, the better. That's all you need to know. Print it. Positively, RK.
Wait, positively RK, like
his initials.
His name,
that's Russ Klein.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Positively, comma.
Yeah, positively, RK. Yeah, like that's the sign off. RK, you know me. No need to say Russ Klein, it's me, RK. You're working ads, you know me, RK. The bigger the dragon wait. So he describes, like, you know, I'm just pursuing my next challenge, sharpening the sword. The bigger the dragon waiting for me. The dragon ended up being that he, several years later, became the CMO of Arby's.
Dream big.
This is immediately one of my favorite guys.
We got also the meat.
Google image him and you will find pictures of him kissing Paris Hilton.
Whoa. What? Is he the We Got the Meat guy? Like, We Got the Meats, right? Is that Arby's?
CMO? Oh, could
be? I don't know. I actually don't know.
Does that stand for Chief Meat Officer?
I mean, Jason.
He insisted that it did.
From Jason's the CMO of Podcast The Ride.
You say marketing, I say meat.
Print it, sharpen the sword, got the meat.
Insane.
I didn't think
a guy was waiting here behind the BK Whopper.
I looked up Russ Klein and I don't know that this is him, but there's a website called Lead with Russ with just like inspirational quotes on it.
Could be.
Doesn't have a face that I like. He does not have a face that I like.
He doesn't have a hairline that I like.
Is it this guy?
Yikes.
I don't know. I don't think
that's a different guy.
No.
All right, well, I don't want to slander this guy, this Russ Klein.
Anyway, so thank you, Russ.
Let's slander the last establishment.
What's that? Oh, yes.
We can save our slander for the last.
The slander really will come here. Yeah, and I think maybe it is time to get into this, because here we are. We have arrived at the Tattoo Parlor. It's a tattoo place.
Yeah.
Hart and Huntington Tattoos.
Yes.
Now, I didn't know who was behind this. I've determined that it is Carrie Hart, Pink's husband.
Ex-husband.
Ex-husband. Oh, thank you for staying up on that crate. The ex-Mr. Pink. There are establishments of this tattoo brand in Vegas, Nashville, and Orlando. The Vegas one, the subject of a reality show called Inked. Orlando, I think it's, you know, well, we're the first really to do a little reality show there.
That's true, yeah.
So this was definitely, you know, actually when we first told a friend of the show, recent guest in the saga, Eva Anderson, that we're doing this. She texted like a link to the tattoo place.
Right.
And said, have you guys thought about what you're doing here? This could get weird. And I did think, yeah, where is this going to go?
Right.
The three of us, I don't think there was ever a point in time where any of us had any desire to get a tattoo for this stupid show.
I say considered, but never like, it was just like, I guess I could do it. But like, yeah, it wasn't like I wanted to do
what
it.
If you had to, what would you get?
I would have probably gotten like the smallest thing. And I'm trying to think of like, for comedy's
sake.
Like
a benign mole?
No one would have noticed. I was like, yeah, should I get like a little ninja turtle?
But yeah, I was
That's kind of cute.
Now you should.
Trying to figure that. I've been poked and prodded a lot in the last year or so. So I was like, I do not want more needles.
Oh, baby.
Voluntary procedure.
Yeah. So I was like, I do not want to go to Orlando and get like the smallest X-Men logo.
You would get it on your your arm?
I don't know where I would get it. I'm just like, that's the only thing I've liked for the longest time.
Big X on his chest.
But how do you feel? Because my biggest hurdle was Aaron, and this has come up in the past. There was a day, there was like a Funnier Die day. Everybody went to the beach, and there was a brief discussion of, because we're all wasted, like, maybe let's get tattoos. And she was, when I just told her I thought about it, she's like, why did you think about it? She does not want to look at some dumb tattoo on my body. Do you feel that way about Jason, or would you be willing to?
Oh, I'd be down. His body, his choice.
You want him inked up?
Not at the moment, because he's experiencing a lot, and I think that's not something he needs to add to his list.
I agree with that, but if he could like sort of magically all of a sudden have a bunch of ink, would you you think he should get some sleeve tattoos?
If you had a sleeve tattoo, that'd be pretty cool.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I don't think you'll ever get one.
Like the Undertaker.
It's never. Huh?
Like the Undertaker.
I'm not opposed to tattoos. I'm not like I prefer them or anything, but like I wouldn't be pissed. Yeah. I'd be like, all right, shit, cool.
I don't blame her. I don't want one either. And I am glad that the group of us at Funny or Die didn't all get the tattoo that we thought about getting, which was BTTF. The letters, of course, for Back to the Future.
Whoa!
Much would I regret that now.
That's cuter than a Ninja
Back
Turtle.
Back to the Future?
That would have been.
A bunch of us thought that. Wow. Wouldn't that be?
Damn, I really wish you guys had done that.
I'd be drunkenness. Oh, we were drunk before we left, before the party bus got on the road.
Party bus? Let's go!
It was a party bus. I remember, because a specific memory is friend of the show, Bugmane Buzz, commandeering the speaker to put on Surf City and then surfing down the aisles, and by that point we're all like, all right, let's not come back. That's the vibe. But no, none of this. That would have been so stupid.
I think everybody who was in the first Avengers, like the main cast of the first Avengers, all have matching tattoos, I believe.
Of the Avengers A?
I'm not, logo? Maybe, I actually don't know what it is, but I believe they all have, like, they're on a text chain, I know, and they have, like, tattoos, I believe, that they got after.
Did the Lord of the Ring actors do
maybe
something?
That might
Isn't
be
it
a,
Rings?
It is Rings, yeah.
Okay.
Like, I've seen it. I'm like, it's Rings. Bitch.
He was using actors plural, so I think in his mind he was thinking Lord
Jane,
of the Rings.
None of us
actors.
Ever say anything incorrect on this show.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Lord of the Ring. The Ring, you know. The Lord of the Ring. Yeah.
The one that rules them all.
Yeah. There is one ring to rule them all, but it's called Lord of the Rings. What is that about? I'm not a big Lord of the Rings guy. Somebody's going to yell at me.
There's other rings.
It's like a Sector Stones thing. Just to put it in way more relatable terms.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I understand.
Yeah, yeah. Franchise people know a little better.
Yeah, yeah.
Tolkien took it from me.
So we have now eliminated the three of us as getters of tattoos.
Mm.
And perhaps you were wondering, why is Jane on this particular episode? Well, voluntarily, you threw it out there.
I'll get a fucking tattoo.
Tattoo, you
Well,
said.
May I give a little context here? When I was younger, like in my mid-20s, so like 2 years ago,
the glare at that laugh.
We'll discuss this at home.
I thought the delivery was funny. Kind of moved your head a little when you said it.
I also, whenever he laughs at something I say, I do get really excited because I love when I make him laugh.
Oh.
He's so funny. When I make him laugh, I feel like, ooh.
You looked a little mad at that one.
Yeah. So anyway, I kind of was going through a phase of rebellion in a way. I had just done a few like pageants and was just like having an... I'm trying not to say too many things, but I'm kind of having an eating disorder and trying to figure out my life. And I was like, fuck this. I'm getting a fucking tattoo. But I was like, I'll get it on the bottom of my foot because those go away fast. So I went to a legitimate tattoo shop with a friend of mine, and I got the Eye of Horus, which is like the Egyptian eye that you see. It's like a good luck and protection thing. And I was like, I'm going to get it on my bottom of my big toe. I mean, in the fucking bottom of my big toe. And the guy at the shop was like, okay, this is going to go away in like 2 weeks. And I was like, yes, it is. Like, I was so down. He was like, okay, like, this is going to be weird and difficult. And I was like, hell yeah. Like, I was just like on one. So I was like, fuck it, I'll get a fucking tattoo on the bottom of my foot. Like,
and
I love
it did,
this shit.
It did, in fact, go away pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Because the skin on your feet is a lot thicker because you walk on it and you build skin layers. So for it to, you know, stay there, it won't. Yeah.
So you saved us here. We're the three of us, not looking at each other. This is a game of chicken where we're all staring at the ground. And right. You swoop in, I will do this. I will handle the tattoo.
I got excited to the point where I started to really annoy Jason. I became a brat. I became a brat about this. Like, I became my little brat mode. I was like, but I wanna. And he was like, do you really think you should? Because he's sweet, in a sweet way. Not because he thinks I shouldn't get a tattoo, but...
Well, no, because... And the tattoo artist eventually suggested this, too. I was concerned that, like... Orlando weather is kind of nasty.
It might be uncomfortable.
It's
going to
be uncomfortable walking around theme parks. It's going to be uncomfortable walking through airports. And then for your job, you drive a lot and you lug, you know, giant garment bags of clothes and stuff. And I'm like,
no, it was really sweet. It was really sweet, but I was being a little shit. Sometimes I'm a little brat and I'm like, no, but I want to get one. And he's like,
You were also, like, what Jason wasn't taking into account were the sector keeper's feelings.
Yeah, right.
You were the only one selfless enough to be thinking about what he needs, which is for us to get a tattoo.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So
Jason was wrong is what I'm saying.
As per you.
No, he was right. It's the thing, which just sucks. He was wrong, but also he was fucking right.
So the moment comes, it all lines up to happen on the often mentioned throughout this series, Hell Day, the day where all the rides broke. Well, we've been through it and we'll go through it again. But it is important context that this was during a day that was already maddening in its own way, for ways that you'll find out actually later. You go off to do this. We kind of like splinter up a little bit. Like, you start dealing with this process. I, like Jason, with Moe's, I try to find something decent and bland, and it's not important, but it's something that did not screw up my stomach, thank God, because I needed it. Mike had another plan. Mike was like, well, this is a place we're not maybe going to have time to have a sit-down meal at this place, so I better do this to go. Would you like to say what you did?
Well, yeah, I would. I'm just trying to find the exact name of it, because I wasn't sure.
So do you want me to, while you're kind of figuring that
yes, whatever, yes. Whatever you're going to do it.
We can all inch forward in this discussion.
I guess in my head, I was like, I'll just go up there, they'll do it quick, and I'll be done. Like, I don't know why I thought that would be the case. And we go in, there's like a little bit of a line, and of course, I'm like, oh, there's a line. I was a brat. Like, I'm just going to click. I was a brat that night. I will own up to it. And I was like, oh, the line is long. So we looked around the store a little bit and whatnot. This is kind of already where the follies come in with Michael, because the texts start coming while we're like waiting in the store from Michael, who's eating maybe 10 feet away from where we were in the door inside this place, and like
he's huddled outside.
I was like, why is he texting you? We can see him.
Let's you went to do to-go food from Toothsome Chocolate.
Toothsome.
Which you have just said, the meal proper is maybe not so maybe awful.
It's not a meal.
In some cases.
It is, you can't describe that as food.
It's a place where you're probably your best bet is to go and get some dessert, to get some ice cream, to get some little, you know, chocolates to go.
Well,
and the atmosphere is a lot of what you're after. But Mike says, let's do this to go. So let's
take this to the ramp.
From the steampunk environment and aesthetic.
So what I did is I wanted to make sure that we were covering all our bases, because, you know, a restaurant is not just eating there. It's taking it home sometimes. Sometimes you don't have the option to eat. So I wanted to see what things would travel. So I ordered flounder almondine to go.
Almondine.
Thank you, Jason. I did not know what that word was. And it came in, you know, whatever, like sort of a to-go container. And it came with green beans, and it came with some potatoes. And I want to show... I'll show the sector keeper first, a picture of it. He is a little horrified by it. You guys...
Yeah, just, just the to-go flounder from a chocolate emporium.
It's like the top-down view of a trash can.
This is the top. I think there's like some sort of shaved, like, is it nuts on the top? Like, Jason, I don't know how
we love shaved almonds.
Almonds.
Oh, yeah. That's what it means.
Yeah.
You didn't figure that out.
I never put it together until right now.
I also knew it wasn't pronounced that way then, but I didn't want to tell you. I'm glad Jason.
No, thank you. Because I
was how many
I mispronounced it that way
last
time as well.
I've only ever seen trout almondine at like a French, you know, cafe.
I'm not a man of culture, as you heard. I'm more of a quarter pound with cheese guy, okay? Sure, I don't have classy dishes like this toothsome meal. So I ordered it to go.
But now you've lived it up. Now you know the great flounder that the folks over at Toothsome cook up.
And
I just want the context of that while a tattoo attempt is happening, you have a to-go container. You're outside with
like
a styrofoam container.
You were not far away.
And you also had an order of like potato croquettes with that.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it said, potatoes.
Because that I ended up eating a lot of that.
Well, yes.
Can you tell us why, Michael?
Well, there's a couple reasons. Number one, it was by far the worst meal I had had on either coast.
How?
And you'll notice I've probably been the most positive in general. This was by far the worst meal. It's not just that it was only 10 or so, 15 minutes from taking it and going and sitting down. So it wasn't like it was 2 hours old or whatever. And just the way it was cooked, it's like burned. Part of it was like kind of burned.
Oh God.
Like half of it felt like it was burned and the other half was not.
And then just almond slivers.
And almonds are just thrown all over, and that's just like kind of an unpleasant texture to add to it.
Did your fork break? Am I remembering that?
Yes, I believe it did break. That was sort of one of the more minor things. So I'm like struggling through this meal. No joke. Like this is truly like... Everything else that was just like bad to okay, like, all right, that's fine. But like, this sucks. This sucks really, really bad. And then if this is where you're headed with this, there's a lot of chaos going on currently.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's hear some chaos. Then we'll come
back
to that.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Yeah, now sure. To chaos.
Okay, so you were going to get very simple tattoo.
I was going to get a very simple tattoo, just a couple letters. I was going to get, I got to think about this. CWS.
Citywalk Saga.
I was going to have them figure it out.
Oh, okay.
No, I knew this already, and I knew it because that plan had been put in motion, and I was, me with like rewrite brain, I'm getting text updates about everything, and they're doing CWS, and I was like, is that weird? Is that like too close to CVS? Is that strange? Is it going to look like she has a tattoo of CVS? Hmm. So then it changed. So I don't know why am I poking
Scott,
at this?
My body, my choice. If I want CVS on the bottom of my goddamn foot, I will get it. Thank
That's
you
true,
very much.
Yeah.
You have no control.
It also occurred to me that if you, Jason's girlfriend, had a tattoo that kind of looked like CVS, his favorite place to save $4 weekly... Suddenly, there's a
whole
other
thing there. Yeah.
Don't get me started. The coupons have been terrible.
Wait, like,
So thank God she didn't get the
tattoo. I have also become a CVS girly.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because I don't want to say anything about where we live, but there's one not far from us.
Yes.
And so we go there fairly often.
Don't out yourself.
Stuff.
If it's near a CVS, you'll out yourself.
It's only six in Burbank. Yeah.
So I would be more than happy to have, you know, they have like order pickup now, and I do that shit all the time.
You mean like they'll gather your items?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a Target. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You just go in there behind the counter and you go, hey, this is my number of my order and my name. And they go, here you go. I'm telling you guys.
A CVS tattoo would be great. Anyway, I'm there going like, I don't should. And you're like, oh, it's ship has sailed, whatever. It's out. So like, because you're now like, you're in the throes now of trying to get this thing to actually happen.
So there's like a line and we finally get up to the front. And I was like, hey, I just want to get like really simple, tiny little letters on the bottom of my foot. And you would have thought I asked tattoo my whole body right now. Like they were like, oh,
that's a lot of work.
Well, I don't know, because I don't know if anyone here will do the bottom of a foot because it's kind of sensitive. And I was like, yeah, I literally have gotten one before. And like my pain threshold for this shit is not a concern for me right now. They're like, well, let me ask. And she goes, well, I can do it, but I have to leave right now because my dog is sick. And I was like, okay, first of all, I'm like, go take care of your dog. Like, I would also rather you take care of your dog. But she's like, so, I don't know, but this guy might be able to do it, but probably not till like 11. And I was like, what? And so then the guy comes over, and this is where I'm starting to kind of get a little faith that this could happen. But at this point, Jason's like, please just give up on this. I'm tired. This is such a bad idea. And this is where I become such a little brat. I was like, no, I want this tattoo. So then the guy is like, look, man, because I was like, it can be shitty. It's actually funny. He's like, I put a lot of pride in my work. And I just can't, I can't give you a shit. Like, I don't want that to reflect on me. And I was like, is this guy for mother? I'm like, do you know where you are right now? Like, and what the vibe is? And so he's like, so, yeah, you can maybe come back, but I don't know. I have to think about doing a bottom of foot. And I was just like, what the fuck? And so we keep like kind of, I keep kind of going like, well, maybe we can try this. And well, maybe we can try that. And it's just like not happening. And then he's getting bombarded with texts from Mike, who is like right outside. And I'm like, why is he texting you so much? He's right there. Well,
I was eating. Fuck? I was eating too.
He was eating.
I didn't want to bring some flounder into the tattoo parlor.
Yeah. But also texting.
I did go in a second.
Really?
I did come in. And my memory of what happened was I went in because I saw some commotion happening. I saw some sort of maybe gesturing or something going on. So I'm like, oh, what's going on? So I go in there. And I think what happened is Jane turned to me and go, they're not going to do it. they told me they're not going to do it. There might have been curse. I can't remember. But I remember just you telling me from across the way what was happening. I'm like, oh, okay. And I ran back to my flounder.
You're like, I'm scared.
I'm getting texts about all this, and the text that I got, you gave me this update. You walked in, and the Jane yelled, they said it cost $400.
Oh, yeah.
We said, fuck that.
Yes.
The estimate,
and I think
was
you
between...
yelled that across in the store. I think you yelled that.
Oh, I was, because I wanted them to know I was being an asshole. I was like, I won't fucking do it.
The estimate was between $300 and $400.
For three letters.
For three letters.
They were like, it's on the bottom of the foot.
Very expensive.
Gonna it's going to be labor intensive.
$300, $400 And I was like, but then there was a moment that passed that Jason was kind of like, you're so nice, I love you, and you were like, you know what, maybe I'll just pay for it, like, you really want to do it.
Well,
and
here's my memory of it.
Oh,
real quick.
No.
I just remember going, Jason was like, you know what, let's do it.
Let's,
he kind of just said, he said
it.
You know what, let's do it. I'm paying for it. You were the very positive. He put it like he really like
so
kind of tried to
shut
get
the fuck up.
He didn't always tried to. I'm saying he was pure. He
no,
was
he
his
really
intentions
was
pure. Pure.
He was.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
wanted me to be happy and have a good time.
I know I had been dealing with a lot. I had the scooter
sure.
down there. She was helping me out so much.
Oh, baby.
I was like, look, it's the least I can do.
Yeah, and I have a big piece of fish in my mouth. I remember.
you
I remember because there was a break. So you were in there for a while, and there was a break. You came back out because now the money is like, it's like, oh, this is for a stupid bit. And I was like, you don't have to do. Well, the sector keeper will forgive us, I think. So I'm eating, and then that's when Jason said, oh yeah, like don't, like, let's do it, let's go for it, it's expensive,
know,
but whatever.
So I'm being genuine.
Then he was like, nah, like I can't squeeze it in.
So now it looks like, because we're going back and forth, and I'm telling Scott, okay, now it looks like it's going to happen. I think everything is going to go down. And then correct me if I'm wrong from the text chain, but I'm eating alone again. All of a sudden I bite the side of my mouth so hard, brutally hard, where almost like you feel your teeth meet in the skin. Like just so, not just like, I nicked it, I hope I didn't cut myself, but like a big bite out of the side of my mouth where you immediately know, I drew blood. There's no way I didn't draw blood. Sure enough, I take one of the black cocktail napkins from Toothsome and I put it in my mouth to take a look. It's red. We got blood immediately.
Oh my god!
I am bleeding.
Wait, let me see.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I am bleeding from the mouth.
God.
I have a
that
photo of it.
Wait, that's like a lot of blood.
Sector keeper's getting faint.
Yeah, and it's this was immediate. It's not one of those where you're like, oh, I think, oh no, I'm good, and then it kind of bleeds. No. Like immediately, I go,
Michael,
that's bad news. So I am eating this terrible fish. There's tattoo
You're
chaos.
Heathcliff skeleton fish.
Exactly. I'm eating Heathcliff skeleton fish. And
I think
now
you texted about blood at some
I
point.
I sure did.
You said something about blood in your mouth.
I said, I just
like,
bit the side of my
on.
Mouth.
Because now cut to me. I'm getting texts about all this. Jane's yelling about $400. They're yelling, fuck in the store. People are coming out from the back. Every update is making me feel more and more crazy. I'm in such bad health at this point that I walk up to a bar to have a little bite. And the bartender says, do you need some water? Not in like a...
you're at the restaurant. Let me give you some water. He said it like concerned. Like,
do you need help?
Yes. Yeah. That was exactly the vibe. Then I'm getting all these updates. I'm like, wow, this is getting nuts. Then I get the text. I bit the side of my mouth and drew blood. I started cackling like the Joker. I lost it. There's a lot. I'll post pictures and video of me just like, I just went red. I'm weeping at this point from the madness. The madness had fully taken me over. 2 minutes prior, I had texted Evan Susser and Van Robichaux and said, we're all in very poor health. Then you bit your mouth. You drew blood.
I hurt
from flounder
I hurt myself
Almondine
that day on Almondine.
Almondine. And then after this, so now I have fully lost it. I am Joker-fied. I'm like, I'm in a haze as I get up from this place. The haze is broken when the same guy who asked if I was okay sprints back up to me and says I left my credit card.
Jeez. Oh,
we
boy.
Are all, it is madness at this point. That's where I'm at. You're bleeding a lot. More
a
than
lot,
I ever
yes.
knew, even from the text.
Yeah, yeah, a lot. Yeah.
You have basically landed at there is not going to be a tattoo.
Well, to get things a little wrapped up, we did end up purchasing something from the store.
Yes, the tattoo did not end up working out.
Yes, they said no eventually. They eventually, after saying yes $400, then you went back in.
Well, they said come back at like 11, and then we said no.
No,
well,
we're
right,
happy.
Right. But they still were giving you a runaround.
Oh, yeah.
And you went back in, and I remember after I'm bleeding, seeing more gesturing going on. I remember seeing more commotion happening. But at that point, I said, I don't know. I can't go in there. I'm bleeding.
Because I said, so what I said was like, hey.
So do you have any questions at this point, Sector Keeper?
You're just incredulous, I think.
No further questions.
Sector Keeper, there was a point when we talked about you headed down with us, and I think you're probably at this point very jealous you didn't get to go.
Dodged a bullet.
A lot of them.
At some point, I went back out and joined Mike, and he's like, do you want some potato croquettes? And then said, don't eat that one. I might have gotten blood on it.
This guy does not care. He finished most of my meal.
Who is those potato croquettes? Because I was just like so stressed.
And I walked up when I joined the scene finally. You'd also gotten a big crazy milkshake. And
oh,
Jason's,
I didn't. I
like,
didn't forget.
Gumming at it. You're like with his straw, I think. Am I wrong? You're just using Mike's straw.
I think I finished his milkshake.
No, you didn't use the straw because he said, I used the straw, and didn't you use the cup?
Maybe I was just drinking.
I believe I have videotape of you using the straw.
So we did go back into the store.
Jason
at some
drank
point.
My blood, second of all.
I drank Mike's blood.
We will all live forever, like the Sector Keeper.
Yeah.
Yay.
Jason and I are blood brothers, but we didn't put blood together. He drank my blood.
Yeah.
I drink your blood milkshake. I drink it up.
That's a good reference.
Perfect.
I said, like, hey, let's not go home empty handed. Let's get some t-shirts. So we did each one. Harden Huntington t-shirts.
They did patronize the store.
So we each got t-shirts.
Wow.
And then the last little button of the night was we took them up to the cash register and they said those magical words, that'll be $72.42.
What?
And I was, because it's like a thin crop women's t-shirt. This should not be that much money.
And that's fun. Like
a,
I don't know.
The back is cooler.
The back.
Yeah, the back is cooler.
It's got the logo on the back.
Oh.
Yours looks like it's from a tattoo shop.
Yours
looks like it's like from a hill, like a like Holiday Inn.
He looks like he works at a Hawaiian barbecue restaurant.
It looks like Bahama Breeze. Like a Bahama Breeze. Cool.
I prefer the print on the front. All of them had it on the back. So this one I settled for because I like the colors.
Inked and oiled since 2000.
Inked and oiled.
Wait, Jason's wearing a shirt that says he's inked and oiled.
Jason, inked and oiled.
Jason, your shirt says inked and oiled.
Jason paid $30 or more for a shirt that says inked and oiled.
So similar to a few City Walk locations, the bill comes to and it's like, I'm sorry, how much did you say?
And at this point, we're like fucking. Fuck it. Like,
I want to go to bed. Here
like,
is my Visa card.
We gotta stop.
The victory became bed.
We went to Moe's. That's when we went to Moe's after.
Then Moe's after.
That's and this when was when the thing
Moe's.
I was texting you. Saying,
I think I needed a real meat. Yeah, that's when I got
we
the
went
like,
to Moe's.
Beans and meat, like just standard
boring burrito. So you know how late
burrito.
It was, too. That's
I need to put something in my system besides bloody croquettes. Jane, by stepping in front of this bullet, taking more of a bullet than we realized.
Yeah, thank you.
You really give us a story and something to talk about here. So let me say, Jane Claire, you survived podcast The Ride with City Walk Orlando Saga Multiverse of Madness. I just got through the plug portal. Anything you'd like to plug?
What's the plug portal?
I don't know. It's a gift shop. Yeah, okay, cool. Same thing.
Well, I work in styling and I'm always looking for new clients. So you can honestly DM me on Instagram, Jane Claire Styling, JAYNE. And yeah, so I'm kind of, that's where I'm at right now. And shoot me a message if you have an event or
if you're an expert at tattooing the bottom of a foot.
Oh my God. If you will tattoo, you guys, there was like half of me that was like, do I go get one here just as a fucking bit and go, I fucking got it. Yeah, but then sure. I was like, this week was kind of crazy. So I'm going to, but I did have the thought.
Oh wait, look, and I'm seeing the Sector Stone. Here it comes. It's it's a little, it must be kind of for Jane. It's a little tiara that says bathroom girly leader.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
It's a little paper tiara from the BK Whopper bar. That's right. And if you look closely, engraved in it, RK.
RK. It's courtesy of RK, inventor of the concept. So it's actually a pretty funny story, right? Like, I know we didn't end up getting a tattoo, but like, that's fine though. Like, ultimately, it still counts.
Yeah, I bought t-shirts.
Right?
Boys, Jane. It's not fine.
No, what?
No.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All we had to do was talk about the place. It doesn't matter if we didn't get the ink, does it?
No, the ink was crucial. You had to get inked up.
No!
It's serious cosmic points for getting $72 worth of clothing from H&H. But you are headed to a new land.
Uh-oh. A good place?
Boys, welcome to the land of fallen brothers and never built.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. He's...
Oh, God.
What's wrong with him?
I don't like the sound of that. Something's happening to him. He's getting Joker-fied.
That's right.
Are you going to be there? You'll be there, right?
Will I?
Uh-oh. That's a little mysterious. I don't like the sound of that. Wait a minute. And I see the path forming.
That's right.
Where is it going to take us? It looks like it's heading behind a wall. Behind a paywall.
Oh, no.
That's right, boys. It's behind a paywall.
Oh, no.
My gosh.
This is terrible for everybody. Yeah. That means the listeners are going to have to go through the point hole to get over the paywall in order to hear tomorrow's episode, which will be about the scary land of fallen brothers and never built.
Some parts of the multiverse only exist if you pay a couple dollars.
That's right. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, it's starting to seal up. We're losing Jane. No, Jane, sorry. We'll see you in a couple days.
Thank you.
Don't forget about the chore wheel.
See you at home, Escape.
See you at home. Tell Garfield to be good.
Good luck winning the Aruba trip.
So be sure to head to patreon.com/podcasttheride for the full multiverse experience, which starts tomorrow at Podcast The Ride, the second gate. And maybe while you're there, stick around and join Club 3 to get every sector ad-free and exclusive bonus sector. Guys, I hope I see you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Forever.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Mike Carlson, Jason Sheridan, Scott Gardner, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.